and a warranty guarantee.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and the focus on talk radio is what this program is all about. So it stands to reason that when they do their research and come up with the top 10 stories and the top 10 people being discussed, that's what we want to have on the air for you to scrutinize. You can also get the information because all of the posts at DougSteffen.com will have the lists of 1 to 10. But I like hearing it from Michael because it has more authority attached to it when he gives us the list. So here we go. Authority personified, Michael Harrison.
Wow, authority, shall I do it in a big, deep voice?
Yes, you can use your big voice announcer voice if you'd like.
You know, they came on with one of those helium voices. Well, here is the list. We have an interesting list, actually. It's got everything on it, something for everyone. At number 10, we have all kinds of sports stories. We have the NBA and the NHL playoffs. And we also have the labor issues that the National Football League is dealing with. At number 9, we have the Southern Tornadoes, and I want to point out that radio has done an excellent job of serving its communities there.
Yep, very good.
At number 8, we have the Royal Wedding, and in the last couple of days, a lot of people have been talking about the Royal Wedding. We have the WikiLeaks Guantanamo docs at number 7, oil prices at 6. At number 5, Mullah, we have the debt ceiling and the budget battle. Number 4, or Bernanke press conference. Number 3, the national security shakeup. At number 2, presidential buzzings in terms of the 2012 election, in terms of the GOP hopefuls. And number 1, wouldn't you know, the birther issue. The Obama birth certificate was number 1. We have Roger Goodell at number 10 on the people chart. Number 9, Prince William and Kate Middleton at number 9. Number 8, Hillary. At number 7, Sarah. At number 6, Mitt, Mike, and Michelle.
It's the 3M company.
At number 5, we have Ben Bernanke. John Boehner is at 4. David Petraeus and Leon Panetta at 3. The Don at number 2. And the man who was born in Hawaii, Barack Obama, at number 1.
The Donald Trump thing, this is, I'm looking at salt and pepper here, kind of, and that's not a figurative, but it's interesting to have Obama go up and not mention Trump, even though he did mention Trump when he was saying, okay, I'm going to release my birth certificate. But Trump has been on pretty much every major talk radio program and talk television program, and he's gotten the attention, and then he's so smooth at not answering the questions. I don't know how many interviews I heard of him, and probably the same this week, him being asked a question, and his answer had nothing to do with the question. And that, with a straight face, he keeps going, and people say, well, you don't answer the question. And he says, yeah, I did. And then it just rolls along, and he appears to be having a good time with this and takes full responsibility for the birth certificate coming to the service, and it's hard to argue with that, really, Michael, don't you think?
I know. This is really you know what this is? This is much more of a statement on the state of journalism in America than it is on whether or not Donald Trump is worthy of being president.
Yeah, it really is.
Isn't it? Well, I mean, it's the media.
Okay, so then let's go one step further with the statement you just made. This week, we have seen ridiculous, obscene, unprecedentedly silly coverage of this royal wedding. American hosts, and you cover this by suggesting producers from one of the morning shows went over there to report on it from the point of view of the male demo that listens to this program. And then you talk about Imus and him having somebody on that makes fun of the proceedings. And you get right down to it. A lot of women were very interested in listening to if they could get the information about what dress she was wearing, and this in the focus of, or in the background, are all these other things that are going on that seem to be very important, and yet this thing is what drives it. Is it because people are brain dead, or their brains are just tired?
Because we don't know the difference between entertainment and serious news
anymore.
Exactly. It really has nothing to do with people being brain dead. There's nothing wrong with people being interested in fashion, in gossip, in celebrities, in show business. That's what it is.
Yeah.
England is in the business of occasionally putting on a big show. And they do it very well. But with the problem, and I don't want to be so, you know, stuck up or so elite that, well, how dare people take time to be interested in this trivial nonsense. Of course it's trivial, and of course it's nonsense, but it's colorful, and it's interesting, and it's pageantry, and it's sort of like covering the Thanksgiving parade.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? It's the Rose Bowl. So I understand why people find this stuff interesting. It's when it obscures the news of the day and people consider it, again, we're getting back to the theme of today's discussion, it seems,
yeah.
Journalism.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it is not front page news.
One of the things that is this week, and you mentioned it as we get started, and it is, frankly, number 9 on the countdown list this week, the tornadoes and how mm-hmm. radio stations got to sort of go back, as they have on several occasions, to their roots. The stations that still have a staff, anyway, a new staff, and they can actually ramp up and cover these things from where it started in St. Louis on KMOX. And then over the last week or 10 days, as we've had more tornadoes than at any time since 1974, a lot of stations have really shined.
Yes, absolutely. And radio always shines. Terrestrial radio, AM and FM radio, always shines during natural disasters. It shines when there's electrical problems and people can listen on their transistor or their battery-operated. I don't know if you call it transistor anymore, but their battery-operated.
Yeah, listen on their cell phones and their iPods and that stuff.
Sometimes the cell service goes down. You see, this is
an interesting
aspect of one of the many strengths of terrestrial broadcasting.
Yep.
Is that if the grid goes down, if cell service is out in a natural disaster, if that interconnectivity that brings us all together that we're so dependent on in the digital age goes out, which it does under a variety of conditions. Radio can save the day.
Yep. Here we come to save the day. In a moment, Michael and I discuss the state of progressive talk radio in a moment on the countdown as we continue.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paz Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paz has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paz by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paz button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paz. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paz. Please use as directed.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Talk Radio The Focus. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We've reviewed the charts for the week of April 25th to the 29th. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here discussing some of the issues. There is an article in the current issue of Talkers Magazine, and you can chase it down by going to talkers.com. The state of progressive talk radio is the focus, and as I read this, about six pages of review here, pretty interesting as you're into the history of it and where it is now. A lot of people would like to pronounce it dead. Far from it, however.
Oh, no. Progressive radio is alive and well. It's just not as buzzy and as big as conservative talk radio. But there's many.
And the conservatives would tell you it's because they're not entertaining.
Well, that's not, that's one of the worst raps that liberals.
Yeah, but that's what they say. You know that.
You know, well, they say, well, there's a lot of talk radio that's not entertaining, and there's a lot of talk radio that fails.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, most businesses in America fail when they're started, and most show business enterprises fail. Most new TV shows are canceled. Most movies never make it. Most books are not bestsellers. And most, as I said, most radio shows that begin don't continue.
Yeah.
So if you want to pick a specific slice of any one of these scenes and say, oh, Westerns don't work, or science fiction doesn't work, or books about cooking don't work, you could prove the case statistically, even though it's not really true.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is, there are more successful conservative shows than liberal, but there are many liberal shows out there that are doing well.
And there are many conservative shows that are terrible.
That fail.
You see,
that's the thing. You never hear, like, oh, you know, Joe Blow, conservative host, was canceled. I guess conservative radio is dying. Although I do have to say that every time Rush Limbaugh has a dip in the ratings or Glenn Beck loses a station, I get called from reporters that see the world through a political prism saying, does this mean conservatism is on the, the downslide?
Yeah.
Does this mean that conservatism is dead because Limbaugh lost a point in the ratings? And I have to say, no, it does not.
It means that the rating service doesn't work. That's what it really means for the most part.
It can also mean that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you take your temperature and you go, what, I have 108 degrees? And then maybe it's a broken thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. There's a lot of that. I think it is pretty interesting. I think there are four or five names that I would come up with. I think all of them, with the exception of maybe one, are national hosts. And I know you won't pick them out and say that they are better because that's not your style. You're the cheerleader for talk radio. But there are some names that seem to surface. It's kind of like Air America became synonymous with progressive talk, and it wasn't all that there was to progressive.
Just one of many companies out there that have done it. And it's funny, a lot of hosts who have never been on Air America are called Air America simply because they're progressive.
Right.
And I may be a cheerleader, but I'm not a mindless cheerleader. I don't cheer for things that don't have quality or have a purpose. There are some good hosts out there, and I say their names. There's Ed Schultz, there's Hartman, there's Alan Colmes, there's Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
These people are good people.
Lionel's good as well, doing the podcast at Podjoggy. He's very good, I think, anyway. But you mentioned some of the top ones. Okay, so here we have it, yet another week in review. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher with the stories and the people for this past week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
From coast to coast, the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Insurance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Flying around through the news of the day that people are talking about, I'm Doug Steffen here on the Countdown. Our focus on the Obama birth certificate. In a Talk Radio interview, Bill Cunningham talks about the issue and the fact that he thinks it's over now.
I would say this. I was in the category of trust but verify. And I certainly, if somebody put a gun to my head and the answer meant my brains were on the table and the question was Obama born in Hawaii, I would have said yes. But because the guy has been so secretive about his medical records, his educational records, his achievements in Occidental and Columbia and Harvard, there were suspicions there was something afoot. I'm glad he did it. I think Trump's comments, I don't know if he carried those, but Trump has taken full credit for getting the long-form birth certificate released. But hopefully now we can talk about other issues. No question that without Donald Trump being on this for the last 2 weeks, Obama would have continued to have stonewalled the issue without reason or explanation. I do not understand why when Hillary Clinton raised this issue in 2007, he simply didn't release the darn thing back in 2007. To me, the educational stuff and the medical record stuff he doesn't release is not makes him ineligible for the presidency. This was the issue that would say constitutionally he cannot serve. The other stuff is interesting. It's titillating, but it's not crippling to his presidency. He should have done it 3-4 years ago. He's done it now, and I say let's move on. You know, a few years ago when about half of Democrats believed that George Bush was involved in 9/11, the media simply let that issue percolate without proving it false. About the same number of Republicans believe he was born in Kenya as Democrats who believe that George Bush was piloting the planes that brought down the World Trade Center. But the media did not obsess over the Democrats who believe stupidity. Obviously, the guy was born in Honolulu. I may deal with it every now and then, but let's face it. Let's move on to the issues of the deficit and China and gasoline and let this thing die.
Next up, Taco's Bob Durgin here with one of his callers. The caller thinks Trump is the only one with the guts to make the president come up with the answer to this question. Bob, go.
Hey, I'm just really impressed with the fact that there's finally one guy out there that actually has the guts to ask these questions about Obama that everybody's been wondering about since he was elected, and Trump's really been the only guy with the guts to come out and say, hey, who the hell is this guy?
Well, no, that's not the way. With all due respect, Bob, that's not true, because a lot of there's been several people, former military people, among others, who have made a variety of statements over the many over the several last several months criticizing Barack Obama on this and asking questions on this birther issue. A number of people have filed lawsuits and have held news conferences explaining why they filed the lawsuit and what they think of Obama. So, you know, Trump isn't the only one who has been critical. He's the only presidential potential presidential candidate who has been critical, but there have been many others.
Well, there have been many that have raised the questions and posed lawsuits and stuff, and right away they're called racist and they back down right away. I don't think Trump's got about 2.5 years yet to keep asking these questions, and he's got the kind of money and clout and power that he ain't going to back down, and he's not going to let anybody call him a racist for doing this. This ain't about race. It's about who the guy is.
Yeah, he does fire back.
Oh, you know,
he counterpunches.
They start throwing race at Trump. He's going to go see him. Trump ain't afraid of anybody. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I agree. He is. They know that. That's one of the reasons why people love him so. Whether or not they think he can be president or will vote for him, that's entirely a different question.
All right, so we'll move off of the birth certificate issue to a general conversation for a few minutes about who's running for the presidency. Your calls at 800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Save a life during the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Weekend, sponsored by Purina Pro Plan and Tidy Cats. Visit your local PetSmart store April 29th through May 1st. Adopt a pet and we'll give you a coupon for a free bag of Purina Pro Plan dog or cat food and a $5 off coupon for Tidy Cats litter. Plus, receive other valuable coupons while supplies last. Don't miss the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Weekend, April 29th through May 1st, only at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. For more information, visit PetSmartCharities.org.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
So the Obama birth certificate, the president released the full birth certificate and then said, let's get going on the serious issues. Donald Trump took credit for it. He wanted to actually see it and ask the question, why didn't he do it sooner? Lots of references to when Hillary Clinton asked the same question before. All fair and love, war, and birthing, I guess. So a couple of quick calls from our selection here, and then I want to talk about with you the election in general, other GOP candidates, if you will. Ed's in Toledo. You're not buying any of this, Ed, is that right?
No, I'm not buying any of it at all. Because, I mean, when you look at the whole structure, no, I believe he was born in Kenya. And when you talk about birthing and all this structure, goes to maritime law. And I think people should type that in and watch the videos of maritime law and know your straw man accounts so people know what's really going on. Because, like, your federal government's the British government's not American. We pay taxes for stuff we don't get in our own country. It's knowing the real history compared to what we're taught to believe that we're not being having the true education of.
Well, we have a lot of...
No, I don't believe it at all.
All right, we have a lot of educational issues for sure. Ron is in South Texas. Go ahead, Ron. You're on the countdown next.
Yes, sir. Well, for one thing, I think that birth certificate that they produced might have been fabricated. I'd like to see somebody date that thing and see when it was really produced. The other thing is that somebody seemed to have lost the issue, and I can't believe it, that back whenever he was running as a candidate, there were several comments that he had attended college here in the United States with foreign visas and got foreign grants to go to college, yet all of a sudden he had enough money to fly back and forth to Kenya, which his wife calls his hometown or his home country. You know, why doesn't somebody investigate that? You know, he's come up with hundreds of thousands of dollars to hide his medical, his college, all of his college papers. You know, somebody needs to follow that money trail. How did he all of a sudden come up with all of that money? I feel like that he was a plant over here. I really feel like his intention is to break this country so we will no longer be able to afford our own military so that any other country can just do whatever they want to.
Yeah.
And he stated in his book that...
So as far as you're concerned, it's all about the military, is that it? There hasn't been anything cut from the military budget. That's the only thing that hasn't been cut. So how does that square?
Well,
Well, he's trying to break the country so we cannot afford the military.
Oh, I see. All right. Okay, got your input. Thank you. More questions than there are answers for some of you folks. 800-510-8255. Now, in general, a discussion about those who are running. Here's the host, Avi Nelson, talking about a column written by Charles Krauthammer, who doesn't give Trump any chance at all.
Charles Krauthammer, who is probably the preeminent political commentator in the country today, and is also a columnist for, I mean, he's on television, Fox News, and also a columnist for Washington Post, has been very critical of Donald Trump. And last night he was on the air, and he mentioned that Trump had called him. And he talked about that while Trump and he ended up still disagreeing on some of the issues, that Krauthammer was very impressed with how courteous Trump was, how gentlemanly, and how he handled it in a mature fashion. And I found myself thinking, we'll get to the issues in a minute, that for a sophisticated guy, doesn't Krauthammer realize that Trump can turn that kind of stuff on? That he was just, you know, he was being diplomatic because diplomacy was called for. He's still the same clod he was before. There's a word in the English language which applies here. It's Vulgarian. You can, of course, see the root, the connection to vulgar. Vulgarian is somebody who is vulgar because he throws away around his wealth. He makes a big point of how rich he is. And that's exactly what Trump does. He called Romney a small businessman, and he said many, many times over his net worth compared to Mitt Romney. And he's forever talking about all the deals he did and how successful he's been. He's a blowhard. Now, he may be worth a lot of money, but how many times? I think he's declared bankruptcy, or his companies have declared bankruptcy several times. You know, I realize that you can play the game that way, but every time you declare bankruptcy, what happens? All the creditors, a lot of whom are small people, they get stiffed. So it's not a very nice thing to do, but I don't think that ranks very high on Donald Trump's scale. I was disappointed that Krauthammer didn't put in that clearly he could understand that this was a pretend game from Trump. Trump can be nice on the telephone for a few minutes. Let's not pretend that this shows maturity or grace or capacity to handle the difficult constraints of being president. Anyway, Krauthammer did write a column handicapping the race. And he talked about Donald Trump. This is what Krauthammer wrote. He's not a candidate. He's a spectacle. He's not a conservative. With a wink and a smile, Muhammad Ali showed that self-promoting obnoxiousness could be charming. Trump shows that it can be merely vulgar. A provocateur and a clown. The Republican's Al Sharpton.
All right. Up next, Taco Steve Scott speaking with Jeff Zeleny from The Times about Haley Barbour's decision not to run.
Was Haley Barbour's announcement a surprise?
I think it was a surprise, and most particularly it was a surprise to some Republican contributors and Republican activists, you know, in the early voting states of Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and some contributors across the country who have heard the sales pitch, if you will, from Governor Barbour, and really believed he was inching close to making a run for president. But at the end of the day, he decided, really we're told just over the weekend and early yesterday, that he was not going to go forward with this. So it's not a question of just reporters being surprised, which we were. It was some of his supporters and his had even hired a campaign manager, for example, who was going to move from Washington to Mississippi. So things were in place, and he decided not to go ahead with it.
In the lineup of possible GOP candidates, where did Haley Barbour fit in? Moderate, conservative, serious contender, outside gadfly? Where was his fit?
You know, I think he was definitely a serious contender. As some of the potential candidates are. I mean, he was second term of governor of Mississippi, but you know, much more than that, he'd been involved in national Republican politics really since the late '60s when he started working on the on Richard Nixon's first campaign. And the reason that's important is he has really earned a lot of support from people, from party officials all around the country. He was in the political director in Ronald Reagan's White House. He was the chairman of the Republican National Committee. So he was a serious candidate in the sense that a lot of the party establishment, you know, he knew and they liked him. But now is a different time. You know, the establishment now is sometimes viewed as a negative as opposed to an attribute. And that's, you know, some of the headwinds he was facing.
Just a few seconds left, but is it possible to identify which other GOP candidates perhaps this affects for better and or worse?
I think in the short term it probably benefits Newt Gingrich in the sense that he's also from the South, but I think it also benefits at least some space in the race, if you will, for a couple of the other governors, perhaps Mitt Romney and Tim Pawlenty, the former governor of Minnesota. It's that type of mold of people who are being drawn to Governor Barbour. And if Mitch Daniels, the governor of Indiana, gets in the race, which he'll make a decision perhaps in the next week, it probably benefits him the most of all.
All right, let's listen to Jamie calling from Tallahassee. Who would you like to see, Jamie?
I don't think I'd throw the ladies aside so cavalier. You just, I don't know. The ladies double team, they just might come on in on that, which would be just Palin and Bachman. But I think Paul Ryan and John Bolton would be a great combination, money and you know, national politics, and Bolton's pretty good at that, so I think that would be a really good ticket. I'd vote for Donald Trump. I was a Democrat before, and then I became a Reagan Democrat, and now I'm an independent because I tend to agree with some of the other callers. Democrat Party's not my daddy's party any longer. In 2008, I actually held my nose and voted for John McCain, but I really didn't feel that Obama had the experience to run a country, and it's been evident that that he's not.
Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachman, interesting, they would run together. Huh? Wouldn't that be interesting? Yeah, interesting is the word. Louise in Virginia, make it interesting.
I'm looking forward to 2012. I think that people should look at the way Republican governors, and I do think that we need experience. We need a governor, not a senator, not a congressman, but a governor specifically, and see how they've spent the stimulus money. And some Republican governors have actually spent the money in a good way. I think Tim Pawlenty in Minnesota, they have good politics in Minnesota. I lived there 4 years. And I think that when you repair sewage systems, build water treatment systems, do something structural that actually helps the health and the well-being of the citizens, that is a good thing. When you just give money out, I don't think that's a good thing, just throwing money around. I also want to say that I think that the Republicans in Congress they seem like they're very, very smart, and they seem as if they're going to get something done, and I'm really hopeful. But I'm looking forward to 2012.
Moving on into the gas price realm, what you're paying and why, that's our focus next on the Countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800 1-800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
Through May 14th, save $60 on BF Goodrich tires with the purchase of four. Special financing available. Plus, go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Up next on the countdown, we focus on the price you're paying for gas. Here host Bob Davis and Tom Emmers talk about the problem and speculators.
The price of a gallon of gas now averages $3.88 a gallon nationwide. Some places around Minneapolis and St. Paul, $3.95.
Wow.
Chicago has the highest gas prices in the country. It's over $4 a gallon there. They have this weird tax thing there that goes up exponentially when the price goes up. So
index
flip out.
It's index.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. More drivers are running out of gas because they're either putting in like 10 bucks worth here and there, or they're running it to the low fuel. That's what I do. I run it to low fuel. Right?
You
the light
both.
Comes on. Okay, here we go.
Try it with kids, Bob.
And I did see a guy on the side of the road Saturday putting gas in his car. So I haven't seen that in – I couldn't tell you the last time I saw somebody on the side of the road ran out of gas. And while we should be drilling for oil and natural gas wherever we can in the United States to foster U.S. energy industry that isn't based on government subsidies, thin air, and sunshine, don't discount the stimulative efforts of the Federal Reserve, which has contributed to rising commodity prices and inflation. Forget the speculators. That policy, quantitative easing 2, is due to end in June. FYI, it's not the corporations, it's not the speculators, or even the lack of drilling. It's the Federal Reserve, and you need to call your congressman and push them to take a look at the mandates for the Federal Reserve because they're screwing this country up. They are.
I don't think, yeah, but Bob, I don't think a lot of people understand how that works.
Of course
not. You're talking quantitative easing. What are you talking about?
Well, they got a special effort. Basically, they loan money to banks at low market interest rates. Then they make money loaning that money out or investing it in the stock markets or commodities. So when you hear the market's up or commodities are up, that's why. And it's wreaking havoc in the world so that and it isn't working. We still have economic problems. We were just talking about this before the show started. Americans are growing increasingly pessimistic on the economy. Maybe you are, maybe you aren't. Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that gas and food prices are really at a key tipping point right now? I paid like $10 for a little steak the other day. Like a tiny little steak was like at the store. It wasn't even cooked. I had to cook at $10.
Yeah, we're making those wish sandwiches, you know, two pieces of bread and we wish we had some meat.
My grandpa used to tell me about onion sandwiches that they used to have during the Depression. Maybe I'll start eating those. 39% of the respondents in a recent New York Times CBS poll believe the economy is getting worse. We are more pessimistic now than when Obama took office. 70% of this country thinks that we're headed in the wrong direction.
That's
70%.
That is an incredible number.
And this is a New York Times poll. This isn't some flipped out, freaked out, red wing, right wing.
Yeah, conservative. This is everybody.
This isn't like right wing, you know, magazine. Right wing, I'm trying to think of a name of a right wing magazine quickly, but it's too early in the morning. I can't. Big majorities disapprove of the way the president is handling the economy and the federal budget deficit. Again, a New York Times poll, 63% also disapprove of the way Republicans in Congress are handling the budget deficit.
All right, so all this makes you want to go out and jump off a bridge, right? Your calls on the price of gasoline, et cetera, coming up on the countdown.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837 or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is the official legal beagle, if you will, for Talkers Magazine, and they help us put together this program, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Also the author of a number of books that help people look out for scams. You can check all his books out at stevelaw.net. Our focus here, a couple of things from the charts this week that have legal implications. That's usually why Steve is here. The WikiLeaks documents about Guantanamo, number 7 on the countdown this week. And still people are prattling around, Steve, saying, oh, this guy should be in jail. Last time I checked, I think he is in jail. But
you know, it's a good point what you made here. Bradley Manning is the only one that has broken the law, and he was the lower level. He was either a private or a corporal in Iraq who took the material and gave it to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. Now, WikiLeaks has not violated any law, and one good way of knowing that is how long has it been that the government has been aware of this and hasn't been able to find anything against WikiLeaks, or for that matter, why didn't they bring it against the New York Times, who also published the same material?
Yeah, well, because they can't get them. They can get some little wimp.
Exactly.
Right? Isn't that really, that's really what it's all about.
Yeah,
so in the meantime, you're right. WikiLeaks, in my opinion, has provided a service and a good one. Because a lot of these things that are secrets, why are they secrets? Only because somebody says so. It's kind of like your mother. Why shouldn't I do that? Because I said so. Well, sorry, that doesn't cut it in this circumstance, especially with a government that is taking as many freedoms away. And that's my editorial point here. There is a continuing focus on the government and its involvement in your lives, and it's pretty distressing and distracting. And I don't know about you, Steve, in the circles you travel in, but, man, every time there, I can't find anybody who really – well, that's not true. I have one friend who's a farmer who thinks Obama's swell, and I one other person that I talk to with some regularity. But for the most part, people say one thing. The problem is they don't take action. That is, they don't go vote.
Well, you know, it's also interesting saying one thing and another. I voted for Obama. I still am an Obama supporter, but a disappointed one. And one of the things, when you look at WikiLeaks, when he took office, before WikiLeaks was an issue, he said they were going to review and make less material secret, have a greater transparency. Not only hasn't that been done, but what has been done is more material is made secret.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on. And frankly, here's another thing why WikiLeaks did us a great favor. What they pointed out was the really horrible security that we have in place in some lower-level
And nobody do anything about it. All they do is complain that we're going to go get this guy. I don't understand how you can support Obama because nothing he said has come to pass and nothing that he promised has been done. And he's, you know, told some pretty good stories over the past, like every other damn politician, I suppose.
Well, at least he's an American citizen.
Well, we know that, right. There's no question. Is there any, I guess that would be the question, is there any, this birth certificate thing, the way it was handled, there's no legal implication. Was there before, really, with this thing not being released and Obama's bad judgment?
You know, well, it was kind of interesting because, you know, he had to be kind of deciding in the background all along. He knew he could, and he needed to get some special permission, which, of course, he could have gotten for the release of the original certificate, according to the Hawaiian laws. But he knew it was there, and he knew it was valid. So he was, you know, protecting himself not to be able to deal with every kind of slur. But it finally became such a major deal that he had to respond. And so, you know, this is something that he did, but no one, there were no legal repercussions on anyone on this.
All right. But the question would be, why wouldn't you think the president have a copy of his own birth certificate? What do you have to go over there and get a copy for?
You know, the reason is because he did. What he had earlier released was something that wasn't a birth certificate, but in accordance with how Hawaii did their laws, it was this different kind of certificate of live birth that wasn't the official birth certificate, and where you and I, you know, who were born in other states, would get the typical regular birth certificate.
Yeah.
They did something else in Hawaii normally.
All right, a few seconds left. The tornadoes and the havoc that's been created, a big discussion this week, the weather and related things. People have great expectations. The government will do whatever it's supposed to do. Are there any lingering suits from Katrina?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you the two quickie things. First of all, the courts are still dealing with Katrina issues and should be. But beyond that, when we're dealing with the tornadoes now, watch out. Watch out for the scam artists who are going to be coming through the southern United States and indicating that they are from FEMA, they're from insurance companies.
Right.
They're going to once again prey on the victims.
And that's Steve's area of expertise. Look out for scams. The books that we're talking about are at stevelaw.net. Steve Wiseman with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.